I've heard a lot, and I've got a little more to go.
Open my eyes.
Open my ears.
Open my ears.
Open my inner person.
Open my inner person.
To perceive.
To perceive.
You've got a message.
You have a message.
From many.
From many.
For all of me.
For all of me.
Is now being challenged.
Is now being challenged.
To go higher than I've ever been before.
To go higher than I've ever been before.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
My heart is listening.
My heart is listening.
And it's hearing.
And it's hearing.
My spirit is alive.
My spirit is alive.
And I'm watching Holy Spirit.
And I'm watching Holy Spirit.
Intimately.
Intimately.
Change me.
Change me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm in the Passion Translation, and I'm taking you to Colossians chapter 1, and we're going to open it up at verse 15, because it was a press that came several times this week. The supremacy of Christ. You see, when we declare that we're new creations, we need to have an example of what we're going to become. And if we begin to try to work this one out on our own, which you've already heard the comments, it doesn't work. We are sufficient to go forward. But the supremacy of the one that is in front of us, where we're headed for, is so much more than sometimes we perceive. Verse 15, he is the divine portrait, the true likeness of the invisible God. Jesus is the divine portrait, the true likeness of the invisible God, and the firstborn heir of all creation. For in him was created the universe of things both in the heavenly realms and on earth. That's us. All that is seen and all that is unseen. This part is super sweet. Every seat of power, realm of government, principalities and authority, it all exists through him for his purpose. If you don't have a circle around for his purpose, you're going to miss the whole concept of why you and I are to be sons and daughters of God. Because again, the process to become a son and to become a daughter is to know who is the headship, who is the author. Amen? He existed before anything was made. And now everything finds completion in him. He is the head of his body, which is the church or the ecclesia. See, we have a natural church and a concept of what church is. I don't believe any of us have a real picture of what Jesus expects when he is to return for that bride that is perfect. I don't think it's capable, or we are capable, of identifying that reality until we open up even more. And I believe that we are opening up, we are experiencing different areas that are being changed, that are being challenged in all of us. And if you think you're the exception, I beg your pardon. You're going to need mercy too. Every single one of us is in a process of being transformed into the image and likeness of him. So if we see what he is, we know what we will be. What is he concerned with? Why does he let one struggle and the other one get a word and say, it's not time, they can't receive it yet? Okay? See, when I was part of churchianity, all I had to do was sit there, get up, get down, sing a song, do this, do that, go home depressed, survive the week, and get seconds and thirds and fourths. The house of prayer is after the entire being of who you are. And Holy Spirit is holding us accountable to intercede for each other until we all reach unity in Him. So if you don't know who He is, you won't know what you'll become. Oh, I don't know what I am. You're an ambassador. An ambassador represents who? Yes. So when you say, I don't know, you do know now because I'm telling you. And He said it a few weeks ago. You are my ambassadors. You are my ambassadors. Well, it's you and me that are that which represents the King. Okay? He is the head of His body, which is the church. And since He is beginning, He is the beginning and the firstborn heir in resurrection, He is the most exalted one, holding first place in everything. For God is satisfied to have all His fullness dwelling in the anointed one. Are you hearing? God is satisfied to have all His fullness dwelling in Christ. Now, is that your future? Yes, it is. That's tabernacles. When He is fully alive in us, tabernacles will have become a reality. When it says in Acts 2, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, that's one of your scriptures. When it had fully come, they were now receiving His fire. They were transformed by His fire and by His Holy Spirit. But it's only a sample that you got right now. If I get a sample from John, I don't get a new floor or a new roof. I get a sample. It's a little piece that I can pick a color. Okay? It's not the whole package. So the church right now is working with samples. Little pieces joined together to make a whole. God is going to be satisfied when all His fullness is dwelling in the entire body of Christ. Not some, all. And by the blood of His cross, everything in heaven and earth is brought back to Himself, back to its original intent, restored to innocence again. So everything that you and I go through, all right? Many, many times in frustration when that prayer line was running for 20 years, all I listened to is everybody's headaches and how the pastor was the issue and the deacons were no help. I heard it over and over and over for 20 years. And then the Lord says, now you will become a pastor. Did you really think I wanted the job? I already knew what the body of Christ thought of the pastor. And I had to make excuses and give scripture to justify how they needed to change. Now I'm going to be doing this for me? You got any other options, Lord, please? Is there another option? Well, He said, you already know how to listen. I had learned. It took 20 years. I'd learned to listen. I had also learned to be quiet because they couldn't handle the response. And I knew it. How you know is the inside of you says, they can't handle this yet. So be quiet. Because you're going to irritate them and make them what? Accuse themselves in a deeper way and not find mercy? So I had to give mercy for them to be prepared to receive his instructions. Verse 21 and 22. Even though you were once distant from him, living in the shadows of your evil thoughts and actions. That's where we watch now. The evil thoughts and the actions are a what? Being identified. You're starting to see who's against you. Amen?
Amen.
He's reconnected you back to himself. As I learn that I am a part of the body, I can't function on my own 100%. I need the rest in order to make it to the finish line. He releases his supernatural peace to you through the sacrifice of his own body as the sin payment on your behalf, so that you would dwell in his presence, and now there is nothing between you and the Father, God. For he sees you as holy, flawless, and restored. Oh, come on. That should wake you up. Close your eyes right now. Say, he sees me as holy, flawless, and restored. Do I get a new picture now of who the real me is? Say it again. He sees me holy.
He sees me flawless.
And he sees me restored. I look like Adam before the fall. I look like Eve before the fall. Because
Jesus paid
the whole debt. Paid in full. Now you can either say, ouch, or oh me. Amen? He sees me holy, flawless, and restored. Instead of seeing the crap pile that I think I am from the old man, that old man is dying. That's Adam in you. That's the sin nature in you. That's the old soul patterns of you. And yes, your understudies are going to go through some of the same garbage you went through, and sometimes you have to let them go through. And it hurts because you're watching and you know the suffering that's involved. Amen? And you'd like to give them a warning. Wake up! If you are to be the flawless church, you've got to see yourself holy, flawless, and restored. Now, I can tell you this. You know what the accuser is going to do with that? He's got ammunition from this. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So the more you receive the truth, you know that some of this war will definitely be adjusted according to your confession. Your confession is going to activate darkness. Otherwise, you know, he's not going to quit. You know, it's Holy Spirit that actually motivated Jesus to go to the desert. Holy Spirit is going to allow you and me to go through desert experiences because he's after me, wholly trusting in him, not trusting in myself because I have some abilities in him, but the greater one is looking to set me in a new place where I see myself holy, flawless, and restored. If indeed you continue to advance in faith, assured of a firm foundation to grow up upon, never be shaken from the hope of the gospel, good news, you have believed in. And this is the glorious news I preach all over the world. Now I want to take you to Hebrews chapter 1. You see, if I can make you see the sun, then you're going to see what you will look like down the road. And if you see what you're going to look like down the road, you'll also be ready for the war that's ahead of you. And you are an ambassador that will declare the truth to the darkness, and the darkness will have to back off.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I should have heard a lot more amens, but I only heard one. Verse 1. Hebrews 1:1. Throughout our history, God has spoken to our ancestors by his prophets in many different ways. The revelation he gave them was only a fragment at a time, building one truth upon another. But to us, living in these last days, God now speaks to us openly in the language of his Son. The appointed heir of everything, for through him, God created the panorama of all things and all time, even if it fluctuates. The sun is the dazzling radiance of God's splendor. Ah, that's your future. You will radiate like him, and you already have a sample of what he looks like. Because on the mountain of transfiguration, Peter, James, and John saw him in fullness. What was he? Dazzling radiance of Papa's splendor radiating through him. That's the insult that was seen when Adam failed and had to be looking for leaves to cover his nakedness. The exact expression of God's true nature, his mirror image. Ha ha! That's who you are. Down the road, you will be his mirror image. He holds the universe together and expands it to the mighty power of his spoken word. He accomplishes for us the complete cleansing of sin. With an S. Complete cleansing of sins. And then took his seat on the highest throne at the right hand of the Majestic One. He is infinitely greater than angels, for he inherited a rank and a name far greater than theirs. Now hold on to your seatbelt. For God has never said to any angel what he said to Jesus. Are you ready? You are my favored son. Today I have fathered you. Say, for God has never said to any angel what he said to Jesus. And I'm going to be like him. I will be the favored son or daughter. And I'm learning that my Father is fathering me. It goes on. I will be the Father to him, and he will be the Son to me. And again, when he brought his firstborn son into the world, let all my angels bow down before him and kiss him in worship. And about his angels, he says, I will make my angels swift winds and my ministers fiery flames. That's your future. You and I will be fiery flames. But about the Son, he called him God, saying, your throne, O God, endures forever and ever, and you will rule your kingdom with justice and righteousness, for you have cherished righteousness and detested lawlessness. For this reason, God, your God, has anointed you and poured out the oil of bliss on you. More than on any of your friends. And he called him Lord, saying, Lord, you formed the earth in the beginning, and with your own hands you crafted the cosmos. They will both one day disappear, but you will remain forever. They will all fade like worn-out garments, and they will be changed like clothes, and you will fold them up and put them away. But you are I am. You never change, years without end. And God has never said to any of his angels, take your seat next to me at my right hand until I force your whispering enemies to be a rug under your feet. Don't you like where God put the enemy? Under your feet. That's where he is. What role then do the angels have? The angels are spirit messengers sent by God to serve those who are going to be saved. Who are they? The ambassadors. Us. I rest my case. Put your hand over your heart. Say,
Holy Spirit,
I need healing.
And
I need an upper lift of vision to see myself holy and blameless and righteous before my Father. Because he's fathering me. And he's not quitting on me until he says, like he did with Jesus, well done, sons and daughters. Well done. Sons and daughters. That's me. That's why I can be an ambassador. And I'm not quitting. Hallelujah.
You got it.